Welcome to Jesus This Way. Article by Richard P. Beaubide. Let us start article reading now. Article title, Abortion, Understanding It. Part 1. Americans fight vigorously over the issue of abortion. The objective of this article is to discuss abortion resulting in careless sexual conduct and some noted reasons for abortion, such as 25.5% of women deciding to have an abortion want to postpone childbearing. 21.3% of women cannot afford a baby. 14.1% of women have a relationship issue or their partner does not want a child. 12.2% of women are too young, their parents or others object to the pregnancy. 10.8% of women feel a child will disrupt their education or career. 7.9% of women want no more children. Unfortunately, all of the above could have been avoided had prevention and common sense been employed. None of these reasons are adequate for a woman to put herself through the grueling torture of abortion. This article will not address the role of the father, health of the child in the womb, rape or incest. The key ingredient of any issue is the integrity of the debater in the discussion, and their ability to be honest with themselves and be willing to put aside their emotions and accept the common sense and intellectual merit of the facts. My objective is not to win an argument, but rather to draw a logical and intellectual conclusion based on fact, not raw emotion. Furthermore, if this were achieved, people from all sides of the debate can come together to create solutions that represent all groups, and would put an end to bad social practices that harm our women. This way of policy making will help our women secure better health, socially, mentally, financially and spiritually. They're entitled to it by their rights endowed by their Creator. I hope women will inspect the bill of goods trying to be sold to them by the pro-choice radicals who push abortion. Remember, buyer beware. The largest hurdle in the debate, which is badly misunderstood, is the woman's right to choose. This is based on the premise, pregnancy occurs in the mother's womb, the outcome is her right. I believe the majority of people on the pro-choice side of the debate are pro-choice because they see the alternative of bringing the child full term as an inadequate solution to the error of pregnancy resulting from careless sex. The fact is they are right. The radical pro-choice in our society preach that careless sex is okay. And it's preferred if it leads to pregnancy, resulting in abortion. Sounds crazy, right? But organizations are now printing t-shirts for sale saying, I had an abortion and proud of it. The fact is, the pro-choice radical is powered by something other than the mental and physical health of the woman. While abortion's great for stem cell researchers, it's no solution for the would-be mom. Statistically speaking, 60% of these women are going to be emotionally scarred for life. Fortunately, the non-radical pro-choice is seeing more clearly that common sense, abstinence, and prevention are true alternatives to the radical pro-choice, as seen in the Gallup poll statistics. They reveal people who considered themselves to be pro-life rose from 33% to 43% in the past 5 years, and people who considered themselves to be pro-choice declined from 56% to 48%. Clearly, understanding the outcome of pregnancy terminated by abortion is taking hold. Our society must continue to battle in the arena of moral strength if we are going to help our women overcome this issue. Those who endure abortion have suffered at the hands of peer pressure and the radical pro-choice, whose only concern is pushing the abortion agenda. My concern is, do pro-choice groups get kickback from stem cell research projects? We must educate our young woman about true alternatives and prevent as many women as possible from suffering from the consequences of mental illness, psychosis, suicide, and unforgiveness resulting from abortion. According to an article in the Post-Abortion Review by David C. Reardon, Ph.D., he states, a 1987 study of women who suffered from post-abortion trauma found that 60% had experienced suicidal ideation, 28% had attempted suicide, and 18% had attempted suicide more than once, often several years after the event. If these facts are even half correct, then abortion is an extremely bad alternative for our women. I suffer depression from OCD. I know mental illness and the danger of contemplating suicide firsthand. But how do we help those pregnant women with unwanted children now? We must follow the lead of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must love them, forgive them, help them through this trying time, and give them advice that helps them bring the child to term so they don't suffer the mental anguish that lasts a lifetime. Parents must educate our young females thinking about abortion. These young women must know we love you and care for your child, and are willing to help. We must put aside the stigmas, name-calling and labeling of these women. After all, the woman is vilified and the man is glorified. This too must stop. Teach them, they are pleasing God by keeping their child. They should know that adoption centers are available to them. If they ask God to forgive them, He will. Give them the gospel of Christ, so they can enjoy a godly life, then they can live a life. Thanks for reading Mystery and Logic. Please follow me in this prayer if you would like to live for God. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, as you require in your word. I ask you to forgive me of all my behaviors and works that displease you. From this day forward, I will examine my actions and compare them to what the scriptures show as being in line with how you want me to behave. I will act this way for the rest of my life. I also accept the work that Jesus did, which is, He sacrificed Himself on the cross at Calvary, for my sake, and the sake of all who accept this work. I believe, and have confidence in your word and will serve you as your word teaches us through the scriptures. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. God bless you for dedicating yourself to God. If you would like, please contact us at 860-210-1396. We would love to hear from you. All text in this article are made available in the refreshable Braille display format for our friends, brothers, and sisters in Christ at JesusThisWay.com. Just go to the accessibility page at JesusThisWay.com.